Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started. Welcome to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. And today we have with us Suzanne. Thank you so much for joining, and we're looking forward to hearing your journey.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, this will be fun. And you you mentioned you were kind of in the corporate world, and now you're healing people.
Yeah. The craziest things happen, huh?
Exactly.
Lyme takes us in a lot of different directions we never would have dreamed, for sure.
No. Yeah, those little boogers, they change us, don't they?
Yeah, they really do.
So tell us, I mean, how did your journey begin?
Well, in 2003, I was bitten by a tick, and I had a classic bullseye, which was great. Great that we knew what it was immediately, since not every person gets a classic bullseye. And I was put on antibiotics, and I took the course. I was on antibiotics for about 6 weeks, and then the doctor gave me a titer test and said, "You're fine. You can forget you ever had Lyme disease." And I said, "Okay." And 9 years later, I moved into a little beach shack that had hidden mold in it. And I obviously didn't know there was hidden mold in it. And I started getting infection after infection. As I know now, Lyme will attack your weakest systems. And so for me, that meant bladder infections, urinary tract, kidney, vaginal infections, and my lungs. I went to doctor after doctor after doctor, who all said, "Your tests look good, and well, you look fine, and are you sure some of this isn't in your head?" Medical bills started racking up, and I wasn't getting any answers from Western doctors. And so I started to see, I went to a naturopath, then a homeopath, then a Chinese herbalist. And some of the things helped, a little bit, and others didn't. And then I started to get totally adventurous. I went totally woo-woo, and I went to Reiki masters and energy healers, and I did breathwork meditation and EFT tapping and EMDR and
all those are music to our ears. We love it.
Yeah, me too. Now, right?
Right.
At the time, I was skeptical. I didn't understand and some of them helped a lot, and some of them were not great experiences. So I started to learn how to trust my intuition a little bit more. And, wait a minute, whose diet should I follow? And this guy says, not to have any meat and only cook vegetables. And, this person says, a lamb broth would be really good for you. And so which is it? I started to really trust my body. I was seeing a somatic therapist for a long time. She was amazing, very helpful in reassociating with my body. And then in the end, in my sixth year of being sick, I found the amp coil, and which is a sound and pulsed electromagnetic fields, so sound and PEMF device. And I started using that, and within 1 year, I felt and looked amazing. My hair grew back in, my toenails grew back in, my tongue turned pink, and my skin became a normal color and, you know.
That was your ticket right there for sure.
That was my ticket.
Wow. Isn't that crazy? So you get the bullseye rash like I did too, right? Not many of us get it and we should be excited about it. But lucky for you, you knew what it meant. A lot of people don't, like I didn't. Then, you know, you get 6 weeks of antibiotics, which is actually even longer than I hear a lot of. You know, most of the time it's 2 weeks of antibiotics, you're good to go. So it's very, very sad that these doctors just think, okay, it doesn't matter how you're feeling or what's going on. If, you know, you do these dose of antibiotics and you're good to go. And we mm-hmm. just believe that that's the case in your case. And then, you know, you get into mold and then that just wreaked havoc on your body and let the fun adventures begin, right?
Yeah, and the funny, I mean, what's interesting, I always think, you know, you get the antibiotic and because you've had the treatment now means that you can't have the disease anymore. So, I mean, that wouldn't relate to anything else. You know, like if you had cancer and you get the treatment and then you test and it's still there, you still got cancer even though you had the treatment. Doesn't mean that you got the treatment and now you're cancer free. You know, yes. Just because you got the treatment.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I've never thought of it that way, but yeah, absolutely. That's an excellent point.
So when you started getting sick again all those years later, did Lyme ever cross your mind?
So because it was, you know, because it presented with urinary tract and bladder infections and kidney infections and vaginal infections and lung infections, I had no idea it was Lyme. I went to this amazing Chinese herbalist who was muscle testing me, and she was like tapping around on my face and stuff. And, you know, and she said, "You've been exposed to high levels of mold." She said, "In fact, you're living in it. You have to move immediately." You know, and I laughed in her face because at the time, my best friend was dying of cancer and she had these two little kids and we were trying to keep her alive and the kids alive. And I was broke. I mean, I was living in it. I was broke. I mean, there was no way I could move, you know? And so I laughed at her, and for two reasons, because the idea of moving was ridiculous, but also like, what do you mean I've been exposed to high levels of mold? And how can you tell that from tapping on my face, you know? So I didn't believe her. And then like, 3 or 4 weeks later, I pulled a black t-shirt out of a drawer and there was this white film on it. And then I pulled out another t-shirt and there was a white film on that. And then I went and I took them outside and I lay them in the sun and the film disappeared. And I was like, oh my God, it's mold.
Wow.
Yeah. And then from there, it took another 2 years. It took about a year for me to make the mold Lyme connection. You know, I was Googling and Googling and going down those black holes of, you know, internet sleuthing. And someone mentioned that mold had re-triggered their Lyme. And that's when I put it together. And it was just like, mind blown.
Right. Wow. I'm so grateful. I've never had to deal with mold. Because I know it's no fun. But I've never like heard somebody say that, like it really must have been infected with mold if you pull out a shirt and it's got all this stuff on it. Like that's just crazy. And then a lot of people, I don't know much about mold. I do have a friend who I met through Lyme, who did a podcast a while ago. I called her the mold queen because that's what she does now, is environmental work for, you know, your homes and mold. And it's just amazing the knowledge that she has. But I can't imagine seeing that. And then do you get rid of everything that you own in your house? Like, you know, a lot of people will move their things and then they just transfer the mold from their old house to their new house. And so, oh my gosh, that's crazy. So what did you do? Did you go back? First of all, did you go back to the herbalist and tell her that she wasn't crazy?
I did.
Good.
Yeah, I did. I said, oh my God, how did you know that? And she said, I know things.
I love it. Just from tapping my face. I mean, I actually haven't seen. So she didn't like push on the arm or didn't do kind of any other kind of strength testing, or she was just kind of tapping on your face, and then based upon that, she was receiving information?
Yeah, I mean, for the mold, yes. Yeah. I mean, she would normally, you know, take my fingers, and then if she could, she could pull them apart. Uh-huh. You know, and that was her normal method of muscle testing. But for the mold, she somehow tapped on my face. She also tapped on my face and said, "Do you have a metal filling on the upper right side of your mouth?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "It's leaking bacteria and you need to have it removed." And I was like, what, you know? So then I thought, how am I going to go to a dentist and say, hey, you know,
my herbalist tapped on my face and she said
exactly.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying, you know. So since we're talking about voodoo doctors, when I first, and all through my journey after 7 years of being mixed diagnosed with all the traditional doctors, I then switched over to alternative health. But a few years later is when I met Dr. Karlfelt after relocating, and I go into his office. I was so excited. You know, I checked out his website. I'm like, oh, I think I really found this great doctor. Now I don't have to travel back again to treat my Lyme. And I go in there and he's doing my arm and doing, you know, the thing with the fingers. And he, you know, says, you need this and this and this. And I still to this day don't know why I went ahead and bought him, because I thought he was a quack. Like, I just thought, oh my gosh, this voodoo doctor. I called my mom on my way home. I'm like, Mom, I just got taken for all this stuff. This guy did. She's like, are you kidding? I'm like, no, I have no idea where I even found this guy at. But I mean, I think muscle testing and that kind of is the most amazing thing in the world.
Yeah.
But unless you know about it, you know, it's just outside of our box. And so we don't know. And so I love talking about it on our podcast, because I want the listeners out there, if something's not working, think outside the box, you know, go and listen to these quack doctors that we think that they are, you know, because they might just save your life. And obviously he didn't end up being a quack, because, you know, we're here together. So, but I certainly thought he was.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, but the thing is also, like you're saying, you went to all these kind of woo-woo things and all these, and some were good experiences, some were not as good. And so, yeah, it is important, like you're saying, yeah, you got to really kind of trust your intuition, kind of feel what really feels right. And then also, obviously, kind of referrals are amazing. I mean, to have somebody that you go to these different, you know, Facebook pages, and there are a number of people say, hey, this person is really, really amazing, and it's really changed my life. Then that is there's got to be something there then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, what you just said about, you know, trusting your intuition is so important. And I think that was one of the reasons. So I believe that, you know, disease comes because there's something you need to learn, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me, one of those things was to learn how to trust my intuition, to learn how to actually listen to my body, because I had become so disassociated from my body that I mean, I didn't feel anything. And so so there were so many opportunities to sort of go, what's happening in my body? Where am I feeling it? What is it telling me? And so that became an exercise for me. And so so Lyme really gave me an opportunity to flex that muscle and learn how to do that. And now I'm, you know, it's like supersonic.
Right. So let's talk about that for a second. So yes, we need to definitely be our own advocate. We need to listen to our gut. We need to listen to our intuition. So for me and many others out there, you know, when we're super, super sick, sometimes we don't know much. Like, I didn't know my name. I didn't know what a checkbook was. I didn't know the basic things in life. Mm-hmm. And so there was no way in the world that I could trust any of my thoughts. And so when these doctors were telling me I was crazy, I literally started thinking I was crazy. You know, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm losing my mind. So can you tell us how you were able to be able to trust yourself being sick? And maybe you didn't have a lot of cognitive issues, you know, with what you were dealing with, but I know a lot of people do, and it's scary to be able to trust our own thoughts. So do you have any tips for us?
I mean, it is scary and it's really hard. I mean, I was fortunate. I had started, you know, I was seeing a somatic therapist who was also a talk therapist who was really helping me explore all of that. And, you know, and consider, you know, when a doctor would say to me, well, how would you rate your mental health? You know, or are you sure that's not in your head? You know, I mean, many doctors insinuated that I was making it all up. Thankfully, it just made me furious. I did know that I was truly sick, you know, physically sick. I did know that. I can't imagine how devastating it would be if I were in a situation where I couldn't tell the difference. I'm so sorry that happened to you. I don't really have a lot. I don't have good advice for that. I mean, you know, I will say that an energy healing was incredibly helpful for me, in terms of clearing things that weren't mine, you know, and also clearing stuck emotions, clearing stuck trauma, clearing past life junk, clearing intergenerational trauma, things like that, that just weren't mine. And, you know, that was super helpful, but not everybody has that kind of access.
Right.
And, you know, and also not everybody can just decide to do that on their own. They might have a, you know, a spouse who would think that was crazy and would poo-poo it, or, you know, parents or family members who would say, you know, that's a waste of money. What are you talking about? You know? So luckily I was able to do those things and really, you know, didn't care what the family thought at that point. I mean, they thought I was nuts. You know, what are you doing? What do you mean you're going to energy healers? What do you mean you're going to work with a shaman? You know, what do you, like my mom would call today and say, so what are you going to do today? Well, I have an appointment with a shaman at 3, you know, and she was just like, what? You know, but at that point, it was like anything to make you better.
Right. So we would do anything to make us better. But, yeah. And, you know, I think that, and we do talk about this a lot because, you know, it's not just Lyme. It's not just the co-infections. It's not just mold. It's not just parasites. It's not all of these things. But our mental health and past trauma, you know, trauma that you're storing in your body, like, all of that has to be dealt with, I believe, in order to completely heal yourself.
Oh, I absolutely believe the same thing. You know, and sometimes I'll be in these forums where, you know, like a Lyme forum on Facebook or something, and people are asking for, you know, what's the best antibiotic for this, or what's the best pill for this, or what's the, you know, and there are some things that pills will just never take care of. And it's upsetting to see people sort of stuck in that box and unwilling to, you know, consider that there's more. I think, so during my journey, I read, The Body Keeps the Score.
Great book.
Yeah. And that was an amazing book because it is scientific. It is backed by science that our cells actually carry trauma from past generations. I mean, I think one of the examples was that if your great grandfather was in a war, you know, that DNA, that trauma is passed down and it's in your cells now. And that was like the simplest explanation that I remember from that book. But what was interesting is that my energy healer had already told me that. and my energy healer was already hacking away at, you know, all of this, these family lines of intense trauma. And so then to read it in that book, you know, and know that there was science to back it up was like, wow.
Okay. So for the listeners who are like, okay, what was that book again? And for me, because I never heard it, what was it called again?
So it's called The Body Keeps the Score, and it's by a doctor named Bessel van der Kolk. Do I have it right?
Something like that. I can't. He's from he's a Dutch doctor.
Yeah.
I can't remember. But yeah, what's fascinating is, and they did these studies, you know, like, you know, people that went through German concentration camps. And they were then seeing generations down, and it was like two generations down, they were all of a sudden seeing these people having the same kind of emotions and behaviors as if they were living in a concentration camp. And these are people that had, you know, great upbringing, you know, no stress financially, living in great environments, and here they are exhibiting symptoms as if they were in a concentration camp. And so that is kind of what spurred a lot of that research. And what is fascinating is that, you know, we as human beings, we're based upon survival. I mean, that's kind of the main mechanism. You know, we try to do everything we can in order to be able to survive our situation in the best possible way. So if you have someone going through a trauma like that, then that creates epigenetic changes in your genome, you know, so that will then maximize your chance of survival in that type of situation. And so that gets then passed on from, you know, one generation to the next generation, because that is so-called a kind of advantage that you will have, so that, you know, when that situation happens again, you'll be able to respond. So you'll still have that epigenetic change, you know, based upon the trauma that prior generations went through. So, and then you'll just be wired in that way. You know, when you hear a certain sound, then you'll react in that way, because that is the kind of sound that happened prior to somebody, you know, getting killed or getting, you know, whatever traumatic thing that would happen. And so your body will still react to that.
Aren't our bodies amazing? Our bodies amazing. Are so amazing. So amazing.
Yes. And you really described that so much better than I did. So thank you.
We did a joint effort.
I'm so glad you explained that, because yes, that you just put it so well. And it is. Yeah. I mean, our bodies are just amazing. It's incredible. And for me, reading that book, there was freedom in that, because it made me feel like, oh, this isn't my fault. This isn't all mine. You know, and once you realize like it's not mine, and that you just got to get rid of it somehow, then it's sort of like it became a mission for me. And so the energy healing was amazing. The amp coil was amazing for that. It has emotions detox on it and karma detox on it. And, you know, and so those two things combined, it was like, you know, I was like shedding everything and becoming brand new me.
That's awesome. Yeah. And then, and the thing I know we've talked about on the podcast in the past is that, you know, pathogens, they're opportunistic, and they enjoy certain type of environments where they can proliferate and really kind of expand. And so if we hold traumas in certain tissue, then that is going, it becomes kind of like your cottage, you know, that was kind of wet and dark, and you know, so that allows mold to grow because it is that environment. And holding trauma in a certain part of the tissue will create that kind of environment. And so, you know, as we're then healing, bringing inner energy into that spot and kind of moving those emotions, it's kind of like bringing out your shirt out in the sunshine. And so now it's not an environment that's conducive for, you know, that pathogen to thrive. And so that's why, you know, being able to heal those traumas and kind of bringing energy to areas where we're holding the trauma becomes so important.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's crazy. It's amazing the things that we learn during this journey and just how much it changes our life and it changes us as people. There's not one single person I've talked to that is on the other side of Lyme that can't honestly say that they're a completely different person. It's completely changed their life, and not for the bad. You know, maybe not necessarily what they wanted, but they're certainly not complaining about it. You know, so it's just a journey that we go through that just kind of, you know, I don't know, like, you know, our life experiences and memories, you know, they kind of form into who we are. And I think that an illness like that, whether it's cancer, whatever you're going through, you know, I think that it just really kind of, in a way, defined who we became, but not in a bad way, because, you know, because we don't want Lyme to define us. But I just think the experience and the journey through it certainly defines who we end up being.
Absolutely. I'm a completely different person. Absolutely.
And I'm curious, so when how did you find the AmCoil and what how did you kind of decide, wow, this is what's really making a difference? And how did it change you?
Yeah, so in 2017, I was so sick that year. I was barely able to work. I made $31,000 that year, and I paid $20,000 out of pocket in medical costs. And so, you know, I had cabinets full of supplements and that, I mean, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of supplements. This was, you know, this was my fifth year of being sick. So, you know, I was $65,000 in medical debt. And that's aside from, you know, doctors and modalities that my mom and my dad had both paid into. My total Lyme cost was $100,000. And so in January of 2018, you know, I'm looking at all the supplements and I keep getting the same non-answers from doctors and I said that I've got to do something different. You know, I can't do this again this year. I can't, you know, I'm going to die or go bankrupt or both. And so, so I Googled best energy healer in LA and, I found Garz Chan who I started to work with and who was amazing. And she's the one who you know, brought to my attention that I was carrying a lot of things that were not mine and we needed to clear them. And then I was in a Lyme Facebook group and people were talking about AmCoil. So I went to someone's house to get a demo. And on that day, I had what I called helmet head. You know, it felt like I was wearing a really heavy helmet on my head all the time. And you know, my face was like, there was just such an incredible tiredness in my eyes and my forehead and, you know, brain fog and all that. And I was very fatigued. So I went out to her house and I did a demo. And after the demo, I felt like my eyes were like alert. It was like I had an espresso, but like no jitteriness. And I just felt so alert. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, if I can feel that kind of shift in, you know, 27 minutes, imagine what would happen if I continued to use this machine. So I went home and I called one of my dearest friends and said, can I borrow $8,000? And he was like, what for? You know,
some voodoo stuff. No,
I know. Right. And so he lent me the money. He and his wife lent me the money. He said, let me talk to my wife who then said, because she also had chronic illness and said, you know, buy her whatever she wants. You have no idea what it feels like to be sick every single day. Mm. And so, I'm still paying them like $100 a month. And then I started using the AmCoil and little by little, I just started feeling better. And then I told my energy healer about it, and then she bought an amp coil. So that was like, okay, I'm really on the right track. Like, if this very psychic woman thinks this is a good idea, then this must be a good idea.
Right. Wow.
So, and yeah, and within 1 year, I felt amazing. I'm so sorry.
No. So with this, I mean, now you feel perfectly fine. No urinary issues. Yeah, you feel you're just perfectly normal.
Yeah, I feel great. I feel great. But I still use it because I use it for things like, you know, I run a hormone harmony every couple of weeks. Like, I'm 51 years old and I'm in menopause. I've been in menopause for 2 years. I have not had one hot flash. I have not had any. I mean, no menopausal symptoms. You know, it's great for things like if I'm feeling anxious, I run Relaxol, or if I'm in pain of any kind, I run a pain release, or, you know, I mean, it's a great tool to have. I mean, even when you feel great, you know.
Okay, so since this was your biggest game changer for you, so let's talk about exactly what that is. So during my treatment, I did what I thought was called PEMF. Mm-hmm. And they were doing that to me. This is long before I met Dr. Carl Felt. They were doing that to me, and they were putting these coils around my legs and my arms. And I didn't feel anything, but it was supposed to alleviate the pain. And I did it multiple times and it didn't do anything for me. Hmm. Is that really called a PEMF or is that an amp coil? Because the way you're talking about this amp coil with the different like settings and stuff makes me think of a Rife machine, which I also don't know anything about. So I'm just curious of.
Yeah. So, I mean, so any kind of where you have a wire that we have electricity that's moved through it, you're going to be able to create then a magnetic field around that wire. So if you then have a certain kind of pulse of that electrical flow, then that will create the pulsed electromagnetic field, which is the PEMF. So you can have then these different coils, exactly what you had. I mean, usually you feel something, you know, when you hit.
And maybe I did. Blind brain, right?
Yeah. So that is just kind of creating then the straight PEMF. So what you're talking about, it sounds a little bit different than just that, right?
Yeah, it is a little bit different. And there are many PEMF devices on the market. You know, there are mats that have, you know, just one or two settings that are just sort of, you know, you lie on it and it's like a, you know, it just makes you feel nice and groovy and helps with grounding. You know, there are wands. And you can wave the wand in front of, you know, and then there are coils. So the amp coil is different in that it is sound and PEMF. And so, and the engineers have created a sound curve where they almost become like songs. The journeys are almost like songs. And, although you don't hear them while it's running. So there are different journeys for all kinds of things. There's some really high level journeys. That's what they call the programs, journeys. Some high level things might be deep sleep or full moon or Relaxol or a general harmonizer. Positivity. I ran that this morning because I was a little grumpy when I woke up.
I couldn't tell right now. Yeah.
Right.
So must have worked very
See, it
well.
Worked. Uh-huh.
Exactly. Proof right here. Before, after.
right. And then it also gets a little more specific. So then there's a 30-step general detox album, which starts with airway. And then goes to brain and then circulation and lymphatics and liver and kidney. And, you know, so you can get a little bit more specific that way. And then it gets really specific where it has an A to Z library. So if you knew that you wanted to cleanse for something in particular, like I had a client who came to me who took some tests that said she had parasites. and she wanted to cleanse for parasites. So from the A to Z library, we went in there and selected roundworms, pinworms, tapeworms, amoeba, and flukes. And, you know, and created a journey out of those five things. And then the next day she passed worms and sent me disgusting pictures, which I loved because they were proof.
Wow. That's awesome. Wow. No, I've heard a lot about, you know, people using them and loving them. And my mind always just automatically goes back to me being in that clinic years ago with these coils on me, and I spent all this money and didn't notice anything from it. That's where my mind always goes, but I'm like, it must be something different.
Well, and every machine is different and every body is different. And, you know, some people respond to the AmCoil immediately, others take some time, and others don't respond at all. So, and I mean, it's, I mean, our bodies they're all so different.
Right. And that's just, you know, the perfect thing to say, because there's not one thing does not work for everyone. It just doesn't. So if you're a listener out there, don't call your friend and borrow $8,000. Maybe you should go check one out first. It may not be your miracle.
Yeah, definitely try it first.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like you mentioned, it's, you know, you have all these great intervention, and just because it doesn't work on one person doesn't mean that it's not a great intervention.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and we're all, the body is so complex. There's so many, I mean, we talked about emotional things, you know, physical things, energetic things. There's so many different components that creates on the disease picture. And just because one thing doesn't seem to work doesn't mean that it's not working. It means that maybe it needs to be in combination with other components in order to be able to kind of address the complex, you know, disease picture that an individual is dealing with.
Absolutely. And what's so cool is that now more than ever, there are so many amazing modalities and biohacking devices. I mean, you know, you've got red light therapy and cryotherapy and cold plunges and saunas and float tanks. And I mean, you know, the list goes on and on and on, and combining all of them is so much fun, and it really helps.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It becomes like a fun exploratory journey. And
yeah.
Where we just get to play around and kind of see, well, let's do this a little bit. And it's all going to help in some way. Maybe, you know, it may not be the thing that will push you over the edge to, you know, complete healing, but it's going to help, and it's going to do something to your nervous system. It's going to benefit in something, some way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. Just keep playing with them until you feel, you know, like we talked about intuition. Go, you know, go with what you're feeling about the different things that you're trying. Because there are so many things, and there's so many amazing things out there that, just to think, like before I got Lyme, like I thought there was a doctor, a pharmacist, and a pill. Like that was the only thing I thought that ever existed. You know what I mean? And so many people do, because that's kind of how most of us were raised. You know, is you go to the doctor, you tell him what's wrong with you, and he gives you a pill, and usually you get better, you know? Mm-hmm. And so to think outside the box, it can be tough, and it can be even harder when we're in a spot where we're not trusting our thoughts and our intuition. So that's something I'm excited to read this book you were talking about, and I already forgot the name again. What?
The Body Keeps the Score.
The Body Keeps the Score. Yeah. My gosh. I'm sure it's old age, but I'm always going to say it's Lyme Brain. Like, I worked really hard to get that title, and so I'm not ever going to be ready to give it up.
Awesome. Well, any kind of, in conclusion, any kind of tips or things that you think that it'd be good for our listeners, you know, to really hear, you know, before we conclude.
Now, I would just reinforce what you've been saying, and that, you know, think outside the box. If you're like me, and it's 2017, and your cabinets are full of supplements that you've been paying thousands of dollars for, and you've been going to doctors who are not able to help you, and you're not getting answers, but you're spending all this money on it. try something else. Like, you have to just, you know, it's time. That's the universe or higher power or whatever you believe in telling you, hey, look over here, you know, there's something else you can do. So trust that and take a chance and try something else, because doing the same thing over and over isn't going to work.
Yeah, that is the definition of insanity.
Right.
It makes me think of Dr. Phil. I don't even know if he's still on the air, but when I was sick, I watched him a lot, and it was always, you know, how's that working for you? Doing the same thing over and over, you know. So it's not working. Change things up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How's that working?
Yep.
Well, Suzanne, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I'm glad you ran the happy, you know, frequencies earlier today. It's been an absolute delight. So thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's been wonderful.
Yes, it's been great. Thanks so much for sharing with us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Information this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com, and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeld.